A U.S. seismologist says Chileans will continue to feel aftershocks from last month's earthquake for a year or longer. Walter Mooney of the U.S. Geological Survey predicts that in the coming month there will be between 25 to 45 tremblers, toppling a magnitude of 5.0. February's quake devastated many towns and villages and damaged a number of churches in Chile. In response, the Catholic charity Aid to the Church in Need is to erect 15 temporary chapels in parts of the country where the churches are now unusable, including the areas of Concepcion and Los Angeles. We spoke to the head of press and information at ACN, John Pontifex, about how these structures are providing the people a ray of hope.
What we've received is report after report from the bishops and others operating in that region of Chile who've explained to us that, sadly, people are still feeling frightened of more shocks, more aftershocks and more earthquakes and tsunamis. And sadly, they have every reason to be fearful because we have reports to indicate that after the major earthquake and the tsunami that followed on the 27th of February, there were at least 250 or more earthquakes in that region, each with the threat of tsunami and, of course, aftershock. So there's a sense of trauma that has gripped the whole region. And what we've been told is that from the bishop's perspective, from the church's perspective, people feel that they've lost everything, that there's nothing by way of hope. And these chapels may be a small thing, they may be a temporary measure, but they are offering people a sign of hope. They're giving them something by way of an opportunity to turn to God in their time of distress and find in that solace and hope for the future.